Coming up with this email address was the best / worst thing we ever came up with. So I have a ton of stuff I can read to you.
You know what we should have? Hmm. I wish we had some, kind of like the elevator, lounge music.
Yeah.
We should have some kind of, something with
a bag. I'm way ahead of you.
Oh, good.
Okay. Like a mailbag kind of feature.
Yes.
Two things I'm going to work on, whether Alex has time to help me or not, I don't know. But two things I'm going to work on is let's open the old Yaf bag. How about that?
Let's open the old Yaf bag.
We talked about this before. Is it the Yaf sack?
Yaf sack.
We did have something for it.
There was there's a Yaf bag or something of that. I remember this conversation.
Yeah.
All right, well,
and the other thing would be the big game show introduction to make Josh gag. So,
yes.
MJG.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, boy, Josh doesn't sound very enthusiastic today.
It's been a week.
Oh, yeah. All right. We got a lot to talk about, then.
It has been another week. I tell you what. It's the voice of Joshua J. Fligger. It's spelled like Flieger. It's said like
just
Fligger.
I refuse. I refuse to say Fligger.
And that's Larry. And that's Larry Morgan.
Laurence.
How do you actually say your first name? Is it Lawrence? Just Lawrence?
Yeah, it's just a messed up family spelling of a typical name. But it's been thrown in my face as Lawrence and Lawrence for years. So the transition to Larry was no problem.
I would never once think to call you Lawrence, but now I'm not.
That's super common.
But now I'm not
going
to be unable to.
Because they see it as like a Clarence without a C, and I'm like, no. So that's when I go, thanks, Mom.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Love you, Mom. But that was, of all the great decisions you made, that was the first and worst one of my life.
Lawrence Frogman Henry.
I remember the first time I ever went in to apply for a radio job, and it was well before I got to actually say anything on the air. But when I got my first shift, the guy said, so what are you going to call yourself? Do you just want to be Larry? And before he got it out, I was like, yes, sir. I am now Larry.
I had a friend he's still my friend, but he...
Oh, did he pass away, Andy? Is he no longer with us?
He's still with us. Okay. He worked at KLSX. That was his first radio job, doing the phones there. And then he ended up being my producer. he was maybe the worst producer ever, but I loved him for it. I just got there before him every single time. We still joke about it. Anyway, his name is Mike, and he went in for an interview for his first radio job, and the guy who interviewed him said, so what'd you do before this? He goes, I worked at In-N-Out. He goes, oh, yeah, what was your job? I said, I sliced the onions. He goes, all right. Your onion. I want you to go in there.
Oh no!
So since then, 25 years ago, he's been onion ever since. It should be noted that Sam Farmer is on assignment. Yes. We're going to keep dragging his name through the mud, associating him with this thing until he tells us to stop.
Yep.
Until you get in that email account that we've got, the new email account.
Yeah, representatives reaching Hall of Fame sports journalist and broadcaster Sam Farmer would like to issue a cease and desist to no longer use his name, likeness, or otherwise.
When we post the description of this podcast, when it posts, just I want the very first thing just to be Sam Farmer and all caps.
In all caps, and was not here today.
Just in case
people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships sin. Tune into this podcast We are artificial friends.
Well, we got a quarter of a show in the can, so we're good.
Yeah, that's the deepest end of the program that we've sung the theme song. But, you know, sometimes you got to mix it up a little bit.
People show up in the emergency room sometimes with a quarter of a show in their can.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means. Doctor, I got a quarter of a show in the can.
All right, well, see you guys later.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. Welcome back, everybody. It's a week later, and the good news is the president's still alive.
Yeah.
That's, you know, because that would have been hell. That would have been a thing. Not exactly what 2020 needs, a big state funeral.
Yeah.
Whew.
There's still way too much year to go. I mean, we probably place too much importance on the annual stuff, you know, like birthdays and, you know, finite periods of time because they don't mean anything, decades and stuff like that. But it's hard not to look at 2020 as just the most fucked up year that most of us have ever lived through and it's only part of it, you know, starting around March, really, of being super fucked up. And we have about that much left of the year for things to really get fucked up.
Here's the thing. I remember the first week of January.
The first week of end times.
First week of January.
Of the olden times.
Yeah. I'm sitting here at this very spot. I'm doing some work and the news flashes up. Kobe Bryant dies. And I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. Sucks
like
for
so
him
long ago.
Dying so young. And, you know, that just absolutely is awful. I look back on it now, and this is a little glib, but, I almost envy him some days where it's like to not have to go through the shit show that 2020 has been.
Well, here's the other way to look at that is I was just thinking about this like 5 minutes ago. At least like our kids are every year, once this is done, every year is going to be fucking great. Because they're going to be like, I can go outside. I can go to a playground. Like every year it's going to get a little bit better until the point where it's just like, do you remember that 1 year we had to sit inside with our parents the whole year?
There are going to be kids who are young enough that at some point they're going to go, hey, Johnny, have you heard about this thing called concerts? We all go to one place and a band plays live music and we're all at the same time. Yeah. We're all there at the same time. Yeah.
They're now going to start building stadiums with just one seat 6 feet apart.
Here's the thing. You won't need to have seats 6 feet apart because all of us are going to be 6 feet wide. I am getting so goddamn fat.
I started down that road, but I started turning around. I've been bicycling the hell out of myself.
How much have you been biking?
I bike almost every day, and yet like I try to get at least 6 miles in every single day. On Friday I did 9, yesterday I did 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just like go like around Balboa. There's like a big a bicycle park, and just I've been riding around. I'm gonna get a little nervous when we hit November and the time thing changes, because I get done work a little early so I can go out when the sun will still be out, but by the time I get back it's gonna be dark, and then I'm afraid I'm gonna get hit by a car.
Well, maybe you do it in the morning.
Nah, that's stupid.
it's a good time to do it, Josh.
No, I hate doing shit in the morning.
Oh, it sets the tone for the whole day. You get the energy pumping, you get the blood going.
No, I'm
right there with you guys. I noticed I have a little bit of a nervous tic where I'll kind of twist my wedding ring around sometimes, just kind of, you know, crack my knuckles after I've been typing for a long time. And I reached down to do that one day and it wouldn't turn. I'm like, oh, fingy's getting fat.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's like water retention or what's going on, but I've been very, and I thought that I have been pretty healthy during all this. I haven't changed that many habits, except I think I'm just doing less everyday exercise because
I think it's also the little things that you don't realize. Like when I went to work, I would have to walk up and down stairs. Like I have to walk to the bathroom. I take a break and walk to go get lunch. Now I'm literally sitting all day. The only time I'm going like moving is going to the bathroom every couple hours or walking to the fridge.
Exercise. Exercise is a conscious effort as opposed to something that just kind of happened naturally. I do the same. I walk to work every day and I would take a break and walk around the, you know, a few blocks and go get an iced tea or whatever. Yeah. And when everything is within a few feet, then the whole day will go by and I go, I check my steps, you know, and I'm like, 200. That doesn't seem like a lot. Yeah. that's not very far.
200 steps and 150 of them were to the fridge.
Yeah, I put on the quarantine 15, and it's because I don't get the exercise. I'm working. I've filled more of my day with work than ever before.
Right.
You know, taking on extra consulting stuff, and it's just it's a good feeling to have your bills paid, but it is a shitty feeling to be here, and I'll get up at the end of the day, I'm like, my ankles are swollen from sitting in this chair all day. Yeah. This sucks.
Totally. I went and bought compression socks just to put those on, just to keep the blood flow better, because I'm like, I sit here all day. It's like, I got to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that can't be good for me. So, I need to change it, because I can't go to the gym anymore, obviously. And that's what I used to do. That's how, go to the gym a few times a week. And it's how I kept in check, and I just can't do it anymore. And I've got to figure something out. I bought that, subscribed to that Beachbody company, the ones that do like P90X shit.
What do they do?
It's just a bunch of online exercises. Oh, okay. It's like, you pay like $8 or $9 a month and it's unlimited. You do, all that stuff you want. It used to be like for P90X, I think you had to pay like, a couple few hundred bucks for it to get the videos. This is like, it's like $8-$9 a month and you can do any of the workouts you want. So far I've done one.
It's really paying off, isn't it?
It is. And here's the reason why that I made this plan like a couple months ago. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to do it. And then my back went out.
Oh yeah.
And so my back is out. And it was a pretty bad version of it. My back's been bad since I was 17, but it's gotten progressively worse, as I got older. And here's the thing: usually, I can go a couple years without it really going out, because when I wake up in the morning and my back feels tired, I'm like, oh, I feel some strain there. Like I'm close to going out. I take like 3 ibuprofen and do some cat-cow stretches. And by noon, I'm like, oh, I
dodged a bullet. A couple shots of Jim Beam.
Yes. Yes. I feel like I dodged a bullet, right? And I'm good to go. It has stuck with me for like 7 weeks now. My back has been tweaked and it's been, I just can't get the strength so I can do some of the other things I need to do. I can't, do a plank without it hurting. And so.
Yeah, I can't either. that has nothing to do with my back.
Just hearing about it is making me twinge a little bit.
I can't do a plank without crying.
I can't do a plank without salmon.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Hold on. It? Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I realized, and I told Laura like yesterday, actually I said a week ago, but yesterday was like, we've got to fucking do something about this. Our bed.
Yeah.
I hate bed shopping almost as much as I hate car shopping.
How many beds do you buy?
not many, but whenever you do, it's the most thankless thing in the world, because at the end of the day, it's a fucking bed.
Yeah.
And you're going to spend, you could spend thousands of dollars.
I know. And also there are a kajillion kinds out there now. Yeah. It used to be, you want soft, medium, or firm. Here you go. What size? Okay, bye. And that's it. Now there's memory foam, and there's hybrids, and there's organic.
Did you have to do this thing where you lay down on a bed and they tested you?
No.
Because, you can't do that anymore.
Because complicating things.
You can't
complicating
do that.
Things. You know my wife.
Oh, yeah.
My former spokesperson for Environment California wife.
Yeah.
So it's got to be an organic mattress.
Oh, yeah. You know, no chemicals. I had to go through the same thing, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We couldn't get the bed in the box this time when we moved because.
It's a bed in the box. Step one, get a box.
Because those things are basically just, they just pour a beaker into a box and it turns into a bed. And
just add water.
We were not allowed to have one of those in the house. So it's got it. Yeah.
So can't just go and get any mattress. So finally, we find one online. She finds one that she's happy with yesterday, orders it. why is it? I'm getting mortgage payment to death. It's like, here's another thing. Here's another mortgage.
But you didn't even try it, right?
No, it's coming. It's just going to be delivered in a truck.
There is a return policy on those things, but that seems like a giant pain in the butt to try
and
do.
I don't think they're doing a lot of laying on mattresses in COVID times. I don't know how that works.
They're not.
I don't think you can go to see Larry Miller and lay down on it.
I think they give you your own sheet to lay on. I remember seeing a commercial or something that said that's what they do.
Seriously?
Yeah, they give you like a plastic sheet that you carry around or something. I don't know. But they do something. They'll figure
You're
it out.
Killing me with COVID, Larry! I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Larry Miller's easy.
Yeah, because if this whole long spiel, Andy, is your pitch for a mattress company to sponsor us, you're doing a shitty job right now. Because every podcast has a mattress sponsor except ours.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, Helix or
Casper,
any of you guys, like, we're wide open.
I would get a Casper in the guest bedroom.
So
when I did spokesperson stuff for them, did endorsements for them for the sound. they shipped me a Casper mattress, and it's been fine.
Yeah,
it's been great for the guest room. Yeah,
how's it for the environment?
I don't know.
Terrible.
Anyway,
we just lost Casper.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Also, my bed is in such bad shape. Ooh. That I'm the one we've got now.
Well, then you have to brag about it. You really punished that thing, didn't you?
There's a culvert. There's a ditch where my body lays in this mattress, and not only that. But I don't know if it got damaged when we moved it, you know, like pulling it, because it had to turn and go down some stairs at their old place and so forth. I don't know if the frame got cracked by the movers or what, but down like where my calves are, that side of the box spring was the frame of the box spring was bashed in. Jeez. It looks like,
how long have you been sleeping like this?
It looks like
your
live.
Back is so effed up, Andy.
I know.
This is why. No, but it's one of those things where yoga or ibuprofen in the world is going to fix you sleeping like a crooked S on your bed.
Sleeping on a lawn chair for 3
down
years.
In
I don't
a
know
ditch.
Why my back hurts.
That's
dude.
It's so close to the truth. It's not funny. And here's the other thing. At some point in time, just about every week, there'll be a time when. Lara is, splayed out like a star, number one. You know, she's spread out in all directions, taking up 3/4 of the bed. And she's got, this thumb splint right now from injuring her thumb. So I can't get anywhere near that, or I'll certainly hear it.
So you're like right up on the edge of the bed, holding in one tight position all night long. No wonder you're so effed
with one
up.
Eye and, open.
And then one day this last week, Viv comes in the middle of the night. She had a nightmare, and she wants to get in bed with mommy. So she gets in bed. And then Silas, 20 minutes later, comes down. There are 4 humans and 2 kittens in this bed. I'm like, I got to get some goddamn sleep. And I get to get my stuff, and I go out and sleep on the couch. It's been horrible. Yeah. I have not had a good night's sleep in so long. Can't wait for this thing to come. But I've been doing a number of, getting the regular king. That's the other thing. This bed was a California king, which is not as wide, is it?
That's what I was going to ask you. I don't remember. I know
it's longer than it is wide, if you know what I mean. And
some hot talk today.
Yeah, that's right. This is a sexy episode.
So we're getting
a very sensual episode.
We're getting a couple inches in girth of a mattress.
I'm surprised that with that sweet Casper calling your name out there in the guest bedroom that you haven't slipped off and enjoyed that. Because there is a school of thought, and I have experienced this in the past before, where when I was doing mornings at the Sound, we had a dog who was starting to really get older and was having issues in the middle of the night. And Charla's one to, you know, put off doing anything about euthanasia well past the expiration date on some of these dogs we've had. But it would yelp in pain in the middle of the night several times. So there was a period where I was doing mornings on the Sound and Alex was in college. I was sleeping in his old bedroom. And there is a school of thought that says no matter how much you love each other and how much you are betrothed and dedicated and have made vows to each other, there is nothing that says we have to sleep in the same room, in the same bed together. It would be amazing if that wasn't such a social convention that we have to stay in the same bed. We would all be better rested, I think. That is my theory. It's probably never going to happen in my house.
No. It's probably true, but and especially when you've got young children. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. When I think back about those days, you know, walking the floor. When when I worked mornings and had to still get up in the middle of the night and hold the baby while Lara got a little bit of sleep. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was hell.
I want to say somehow we lucked out that Owen was a pretty good sleeper at night.
Oh, wow.
The only time, like, we would, I think, but even at the beginning, we would just kind of almost have to wake him up. He'd be like half awake to eat in the middle of the night. But, like, he's always been, once he's down, he's down. But lately, when he has like a nightmare and he comes in, now that he's 8 and takes up the middle of the bed, which, you know, like, is once every couple of weeks he comes in because he has a nightmare. That kid just beats the shit out of me, man. I'm just like a sack of meat. He just backhands me, just smacks me right on top of the CPAP, just bam. And then he just knees me like a video game.
I was full on sterile by the age of 35 because of Alex's knees in the groin. He had, you know, he had my body frame, so it was just all legs and arms. Arms and legs.
And elbows and knees are super pointy. It's just
yes, absolutely. It's like, you know, boink, elbow in the eye and knee in the groin.
Exactly.
And Charlotte's response to that is, yeah, you didn't have him inside you with a leg up in your rib cage for 9 months either. True. So, yeah, I guess not.
Writing this down. Slap you right in the CPAP. It sounds more colorful than it really is.
Still sounds painful, no matter how you take it.
It does. But I got to tell you, it's been kind of nice. Like, just the decision we made yesterday. Okay, we're gonna get a different bed. So I built a headboard for Lara. I built it out of, you know, oak wood you know, I put the foam on there and tufted it and all this kind of stuff.
Upholstered. What sort of tools are going to, what sort of screws went in? Okay. Yeah.
Did you make it from the leftover fascia or whatever?
No. Okay.
This was quite some time ago. Okay. This is 10 years ago that I made this.
Did you grow the wood in the backyard and cut the tree down?
Is that headboard?
Did I grow wood?
Well, it is a sexy episode, isn't it?
Yeah. That headboard's been around 10 years to view all of your love. So
it has.
Part of the family now.
That's right.
I bet it's gotten some of his love.
But anyway, I promised her that there were things that I could do we could upgrade other ways. And like, I'm going to take that headboard and we're going to salvage it, even though that won't fit on a regular king frame anymore. I'm going to have to figure out a way to do it. But I think I'm going to fasten it to the wall somehow. so that it's firmly fastened to the wall, this headboard. And then we had a settee at the end of the bed. Move that over against the wall, and it like opened up the room. And I feel like I'm just dancing on air when I walk in there. I can breathe again.
And you can sleep.
This is great.
You're not laying in a hole.
Well, yeah. No, I still am until the mattress comes.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear the results of that. If you actually end up having
I can't wait to talk about what he's going to build with the headboard. That's going to if you decide I'm yet. Gonna, what about the dining room table?
No, he's just going to nail it against the wall as a decorative item.
I'm going to lag screw it to the wall
decorative
so it's like permanent.
Wall board. Okay.
Yes. So it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
But I've been on a tear of doing this kind of stuff here lately that, you know, I still have my projects outside. But I've been moving inside the house. I repaired a electrical receptacle the other day. You like the word receptacle?
I've never heard them called receptacles. Yeah. That sounds pretty clinical. No, it's not a receptacle.
You fix one of them plugs in the wall, right? Is that what you did?
Is that poor diction?
No, it's fine.
It's a receptacle, right?
Don't you start calling me names. I have plenty of money.
It's a thing you put your prongs in. And then had some wires in the living room, put in some new surround sound speakers. Ooh. These wireless surround sound speakers, nice Sonos jobbies. And I need to hide a cord, ordered some cord hiders for that. It's just, I mean, I'm doing all of these little things to, I'm going to go around. We have these old, our house was built in 1944, and these aren't original, but there are still some pretty old light switches. Going to go and replace those with the tab ones that go, on and off, the big, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most light switches do go on and off. So, I mean, so they must be really old. Are these the kind, Andy, where was this ones where you turn the kerosene on and light the match to it? Is that what you got in there?
You can get those ones that only go on, but they only work once. So,
right. Oh, is it the kind? Here's the kind you guys need.
Yeah.
Lights on.
Yes.
Clap off.
Can't do the clapper. I like to listen to John Mellencamp music too much.
Oh boy.
Be like strobe light.
Yeah.
This is an episode.
Are we actually recording? Is anything sticking to the computer?
Josh,
does it feel like fall? Does it feel like fall to you guys yet?
It has been this week.
Yes,
it's starting to. Yeah,
this is the first time.
It's going to get warmer this week, but this last week, being in around 80, it was nice.
It was beautiful. This morning was 57 degrees when I woke up.
Yeah. Sun's lower. It's got that lower angle right now.
I don't like that crap. Being pitch black at 6 p.m. That drives me crazy.
No, I dig that. Dig that. We're vampires. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it starting to get dark a little early because you know what we're doing a little later today.
Hmm.
We're getting out the lights, the Halloween lights for the front yard, the ones that project witches and shit on the front of the house.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like those. I thought you didn't like the ones that project stuff.
I don't really.
So you got voted out on that one?
Yeah, I did.
Have you guys figured out what you're going to do for Halloween with the kids?
Yeah, drugs.
Oh, well.
No, right. We have. We're going to go. There's one of these places set up.
I got a rock of cocaine.
Look at you.
I got a rock. I got a lighter. No, there's a place set up. Lara did it, so I don't know exactly where it is. But it's out at in the valley, and it's set up in a mall parking lot where you drive through.
That's what we did.
Yeah, we're going to do that this week.
Oh, right. I don't know. We got ours for Halloween day, Halloween evening. So, but we booked it like a month ago because we were all panicky. Like, I don't know what are we going to do. But we were going to try to treat it more like we're going to do that, but we're also going to try to treat it like an indoor holiday, like Easter or something, and have like a fancy meal. And then we're going to give his candy kind of like Easter. You know what I mean? Have him find a basket, maybe a few treats like that. So we're in control of the candy and he doesn't have to get a bunch of stuff that we don't know where it's from.
There you go. That's
nice.
Good. Yeah. It takes a little maybe extra effort, but it could be a fun creative. It's on a Saturday and so it falls on the weekend. It makes it easy.
You can make a whole day of it. We're also, what I'm excited for is we're going to make caramel apples.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time we had one of those?
I'm looking forward to spending more time indoors with the
family. Yeah, I know.
That's actually Josh's line from a couple months ago. When I said, you know, I actually am looking forward to Christmas this year just to get to the end of it, the year and relax and you know, have some of that fun. And Josh is like, yep, that'd be great to be indoors with the family all day long. What an asshole. Just sucked all the fun out of it for me.
It's a good thing we like our spouses and our kids relatively, because I do have people in my life who are ready to just, Alex, I don't know why I'm whispering. Alex,
he's gonna has hurt a couple me. Of,
Alex has a couple of friends in his friend circle who have gotten divorced. And they just got married like a year or so ago. Two different couples. And look, I said this out loud the other day, which was a big mistake. But I said, you know, everybody pretty much knows that first year is always a really rough one in marriages. And Charla piped up with, I didn't think ours was. And I said, oh, no, not us. Yeah. Ours was smooth sailing. Yeah. And it was relatively. But, you know, year one of a new relationship, period, but also being married and sharing everything, that's a rocky one. First 5 years can be a little rocky. So this is, I know this situation has taken its toll on some people. And it's, so we got to count our blessings that we haven't either committed some act of violence or shot ourselves in the crotch with a hose.
We just celebrated our anniversary yesterday by going right
over his head. Happy anniversary, Josh.
Congratulations.
It was the first time we went out to eat, and it was, I'm not going to lie, it was really weird there for about the first 30 minutes. It was really weird.
Especially when the spaceman comes up to ask for your order, you want any bread or water.
I felt like a squirrel. Like I was all like, don't get too close.
Did they have the full face shield on?
Yeah, they had that. Yep. And they had, it was outdoors. And then they had, you know, they have like, they stand and repeats, those things you just kind of put up. They had like clear plastic ones of those in between tables and stuff. So it was like being in this weird see-through cubicle or something.
Yeah, really strange.
Josh, what year anniversary was it?
14, and I'd like to thank Cammy for sending me an email a week before saying that your anniversary is coming up.
Wow. Cammy Milne?
Yep.
Or Milne?
Yep.
Wow.
But I knew.
That's amazing.
My reminder already went off on my phone, so I knew.
Well, would you like to know what the traditional, did you already look this up, what the traditional gifts are for the 14th wedding anniversary?
Nope. But you can go ahead and tell me, but I don't know.
He's already blown it. He probably didn't do anything.
Sometimes there are traditional ones and then modern ones. Okay. Like they'll have, you know.
Like paper.
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
Lace.
Yeah. They'll have, you know, whittled bone for the traditional one. And the modern one is platinum.
Yeah.
Right, so that's 14.
But this, what do I get? What do I get that's pewter? Who the hell wants pewter?
For 14, it's the same, traditional and modern. They're identical.
Oh, all right.
It's gold jewelry.
Oh, that's bullshit.
No, I think it's the law, Josh. I think it's the law.
No, wait a second.
You old softy.
Gold's good, so why is 14 gold? That should be like 25 or something.
Yeah, that should be way up there, right?
14 like is just a goofy number. It should be like pearl or just something.
Well, let's see. 25th.
Styrofoam.
Don't they call the 25th the silver anniversary and the 50th anniversary the golden anniversary?
No, 50's diamond, I think.
50's, oh, is it diamond?
I think.
Hmm.
I don't know. Why are we talking about what
25th is? 25th is silver.
Yeah, 25th is silver, and 50th is golden or diamond.
We need an intern.
Yeah, we do. This it doesn't pay very much if you're interested.
50th is golden wedding anniversary. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what's diamond then?
I don't know.
I didn't know I was supposed to be your like Google. I'm not your Google bitch.
Well, no,
here.
Then
35th, maybe?
Then 14 can't be golden. Your gold.
Diamond anniversary is, it says 60th or 75th. Wow.
Oh, yeah. 60th anniversary.
75th. Oof. Good luck.
Shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'll take some diapers for my think of the diaper anniversary.
75th. We was married when we was 12 and 13.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Like when Harry met Sally, he went up 7 extra floors. Yeah.
That's a random
extra flaws. hey Josh, before we get, we have some phone calls to get to on the AF line. Yeah. We also have some mail to get to.
If we have time. We have a lot of mail on our new email address.
So. Yourartificialfriends@gmail.com.
Can I tell you what made me gag this week?
Tell us. You said you had quite a week.
It's just been, I haven't even mentioned Eddie Van Halen.
I was bummed out about that.
That's another kick in the balls.
Same day was Johnny Nash.
Yeah.
Which reminded me of the day that Michael Jackson died. Michael Jackson died, worldwide, celebrity. And that's all anybody can talk about anywhere. Farrah Fawcett dies the same day from anal cancer. And also that same day, Skye Saxon of the Seed, not the Seeds. Was it the Pushing Too Hard?
Yeah, Seeds, right.
The Seeds. He died on that same day. So you get overshadowed by Farrah Fawcett, and you both get overshadowed by Michael Jackson. So Johnny Nash deserves a nod as well. Anyway,
I was watching the debates, right? And I'm watching the debates, and I'm texting with people, and we're talking about it, and the fly lands on Pence's head, right? I'm like sitting there laughing, and then it reminded me of that time Ted Cruz was, I think during the debate, had that white chunk in his mouth. So I Googled Ted Cruz and white chunk. I saw the picture and I just went. So it was a self-inflicted debate gag.
Wow.
Write that one down. Self-inflicted.
That's a beautiful thing.
Debate.
Do you
gag.
Remember the white chunk and then he ate it? Oh.
Yeah, that's right. It was there and then it was gone.
Nobody knows.
We don't even need to play the game today. We already have a winner, and it's
Nobody
Josh himself.
What it is? It was just
was it custard?
Like a white chunk on your mouth during a time when you haven't been near food for like an hour has got to be bad every time.
It's a backstage bagel coming back up on you right there. Nom, nom, nom. When did I have cookies?
That's some tongue flan.
Oh, poor Josh.
All right. So now that I'm primed and ready, go ahead.
No. I think we should call that. I'm going to actually have somebody's emailed me a story this week and an audio story, and I'll save it for another time.
Right. Save it for another day. Well, because did we say that we would send someone a mug if they can make him puke? Oh my God.
I was going to be like, this is my little segment for the week is the gag of the week. If I remember what happens and it's a good situation, I'll tell you about the what made me gag this week.
much obliged.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Shall we get to the YAF line? We're running out of time here.
We can go to the YAF line and see who called. If you want to call this YAF line, the number, it's so easy to remember. It's 626-657-6428. Or there's a mnemonic device, and it is O Amok PM Hat. All right, let's see who called us this wiki do do do. For this one, we're gonna need this.
Low energy bike, Mark. Low energy bike.
Hey yappers, this is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Life has been busy in the ditch digging business here in Northeastern Oregon, stacking rocks, installing French drains, creating driveways, digging for foundations. You name it, I've been doing it. Trying to get a little mountain biking in on Sundays. We had one Sunday that was just too smoky to bike, so I worked instead. The backlog of work is long enough that I'm wondering if I will get it all done before the weather turns ugly. Well, I'll do what we can. Try to be as flexible as possible. For example, on Monday, we set and plumbed a 1,500-gallon water tank for watering cattle. Then on another job, we stacked rocks and backfilled over the top of a new root cellar. Then we moved a tool shed out of the way for Tuesday's French drain excavation and install. Not exactly a typical Monday, but not that unusual of a day. Oh yeah, and Friday after work, working on the suspension on the Mac. Life is good. Then you learn how to dig ditches. Talk to you later. Oh yeah, Ozzy was saying hi.
I don't know how you guys feel about the... Oh, well, we should do this first.
That was Low Energy Mike.
There we go. Thank you very much. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but listening to that call, I sense a little bit of stress in Low Energy Mike. I feel like the low energy he has is being suppressed even more by a stressful work environment.
What indeed. And also, you remember, we haven't... I feel like we haven't heard from.
It's been a couple weeks.
LEM in a bit, so I there might be
maybe life.
There might be a little more energy. Yes, you know, it's sapped out of him based upon, like you said, you know, just kind of something. What's bugging you, man? What's going on? You can talk to us. Yeah. You can tell us.
I think maybe he misses the growlers. I think he misses getting out and having some beers with the friends.
Maybe he's been doing more rock stacking than ditch digging, and that's kind of been getting to him a little bit.
Well, that'll bring you down, yeah. Sure.
All right. Well, we're thinking about you.
Yep.
Low energy, Mike.
Solidarity, man.
Another phone call here. Let's get to this. This is from the 707 area code. I know that doesn't make a big difference anymore, but where is 707? Oh, I know where it is. You ready for this? Here we go.
Yo, 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 yappers! It's Trucker Joe.
Yes.
Hey, I was just listening to your latest episode and listening to how much you guys have gone through technically to keep this show going. And I just felt compelled to give you a call and tell you how much I personally appreciate you guys doing this show through thick and thin, even with all the crap that's going on in the world right now. So, you guys are still my very favorite podcast, and I'm on the road a lot, so I listen to quite a bit. Anyways, love you guys. Oh, and I am the one that told you you guys had just the right amount of stupid. Yeah,
there it is.
And I'm still waiting for a t-shirt with that on it. Anyways, you guys have a great day. Love you guys.
There it is.
That makes my week. Well,
that never fails to make me happy.
Hey, stay safe out there. You know, thank us for doing this measly little thing, which is nothing but just three dudes sitting around talking. You know, you're the one that's out there getting everybody the stuff that they need. So,
yep, and people need their stuff.
Yep,
that white line is a lifeline for a nation.
Oh, Jesus. What's going on with you? Need some sleep so desperately.
Trucker Joe sitting at the wheel. It takes a steady hand to be a truck driving man and a steady eye to keep that load behind. Anybody? No. Big wheels rolling, moving on. You remember that show? No.
BJ and the Bandit
with Claude Akins as Sonny Pruitt.
Yeah.
Big wheels rolling. What's gotta keep them going.
What's the name of the show?
Moving on.
Never heard of it.
In the 70s on NBC. Oh, yeah. Claude Akins.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Mm-hmm.
Trucking shows. There ought to be more trucking shows.
There ought to be more trucking shows.
Hey, look. Some of the most iconic movies of the 1970s were about, and TV shows were about trucking.
Like, that's 45 years ago.
You got Moving On. You got BJ and the Bear. Yeah. Then you also have, of course, Smokey and the Bandit and Convoy.
And Citizens Band.
Citizens Band. There are some kick-ass trucking movies and TV shows. And they just don't do them anymore.
There's better trucking movies than there are television shows. I don't think the television shows are pretty good. I think the movies are better.
Yeah, BJ and the Bear was a little...
Yeah, it sucked.
Cocky.
Yeah, let's be clear here. We all know that Bear was a monkey, right? Everybody remembers that, right?
Yes, yes. And at the same, around the same time that there was Every Which Way But Loose.
I was just about to bring up, would you classify that as a trucking movie? No.
Every Which Way But Loose?
Yeah,
no.
I don't think so. For some reason, I pictured in my head that he was driving a long haul truck, but he was actually driving a red truck when he would have the monkey punch someone.
Yeah, a red pickup truck. Hey there, where you going? Not exactly knowing. Who says you have to call just one place home? He's going everywhere. It's BJ McKay, and that's his best friend, Bear.
Oh, man. Why do you have room in your brain for this stuff?
I remember this is my favorite line in it. And best of all, you don't pay property tax. Wow.
Yeah.
It's
not a great turn of phrase, but it's technically accurate, I guess. So
it's good stuff. Please feel free to call in and share whatever you'd like to on our YAF line. That number again is 626-657-6428. You don't even need to write it down. You can probably just remember amok PM hat.
Mm-hmm. If you can remember the lyrics to BJ and the Bear, you can remember that frickin' thing, right?
You know what? You know what might be fun is having people can think of, because you watched a lot of TV, right, Larry?
Oh, God, yes. TV was and is still my best friend.
Didn't Rosie O'Donnell used to do this where people would ask her about a cartoon or a TV show and see if she could remember the theme? I love remembering some of those shows that I never would have thought of otherwise.
Well, I did think that after we got our Halloween songs out of the way, which we should talk about, actually, I thought maybe a good next topic for November would be our two favorite TV theme songs all time.
I love it.
Yeah. I think that was even the suggestion at some point, and I love that one, and I've already got mine picked out for that.
Yeah, that's...
I already have mine written down.
Do we get to do a toozy on that one as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do two. I think that works great. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Should we just go ahead and decide? Are we going to... Do you want to do Halloween next week or right before Halloween? When do you want to do it?
We should probably do it right before Halloween.
The Thursday before. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, so that'll be a week from next week.
All right.
Two weeks. We'll have our Halloween song. Now, what are the ground rules for the Halloween songs? Again, we can go over it closer to the time.
One novelty song and one just outright, it doesn't even have to be about Halloween, but one like truly scary song that works for you as a scary / Halloween song.
I'm telling you what.
Does that make sense?
I'm having problems with the novelty one more than I am the actual scary one. The scary
too
one
many choices or just you don't like them?
Or you don't have all the Alice in Chains records.
I can't think of like too many Halloween novelty songs.
Oh God, there's 100,000 of them, Josh.
Maybe I need to look them up. Like
I'll
look them up 2 minutes before the show and pick one.
like Andy does.
They all are, you know, like a Monster Mash and shit.
Yeah.
They're all novelty songs. You know what's cool about Monster Mash though? The band was the Wrecking Crew.
Right.
Wasn't Leon Russell playing the twinkling piano and it was like really good musicians doing this shit.
Most of the classic theme songs for TV shows that we might pick next month, half of those were done. Like the lead guitar on Bonanza was the same guy that played on Galveston with Glenn Campbell.
Really?
Just, yeah. Yeah.
That's a great one. Bang, da-da-ling, 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 ding, ding, ding. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Can I race through
good.
some YAF sack real quick?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, please. I thought you were asking to push it off. I was hoping you would. I didn't want to put you on the spot.
What I wanted to push off was we got an audio email.
The gag reflex.
Jared, we're gonna see how that works next week. But I wanted to race through this because so many people responded to our new email address, which is your artificial friend. friends at gmail.com. Alex says, I wanted to thank Andy for recommending Ted Lasso on Apple TV. I found myself laughing out loud many times during the show. One of my favorite throwaways was when someone said, cheers to Ted, and he replied, Night Court. That's funny.
The show is so good. It's have you watched it all, Larry?
No, I don't have Apple TV. But
oh my, it's yeah. worth getting it. Just it, get, I don't have the... get it with for the you know for the trial. I'm sure they have a 7 day or you know month trial or whatever. It will lift you up. It will make your year.
I am a big Jason Sudeikis fan, so I have no doubt I will love it.
Yeah, you'll love it.
I am going to save anything that's targeted for Josh. We may have to, maybe next week we have a very special episode of Make Josh Gag. Can we do that? Because yes. I got a backlog here we got to get to. Yeah,
Josh, next week.
Don't eat breakfast.
Bring a bucket.
Yeah. Here's one from Carla. Here's one from Carla. I love this. Hello, friends. I used to think the name of the podcast was stupid. And that's the end. No. And now you really have become my friends. Thanks for having something funny to look forward to on Thursdays. Keep up the good work, especially when you get Josh to Wharf.
Nice.
Wharf.
Who sent that? I'm so happy that my tear-filled gags bring so much joy to everybody in the world.
Who sent that? Carla, did you say?
Carla, yeah.
Carla.
Here's Denise. Good morning, gentlemen. You know, an easier email would have been yafline@gmail.com. Well, thanks for weighing in now, Denise. So do we send Josh's dick pics here now? No, that would be joshuajflieger@gmail.com. You guys do an amazing job and make me laugh each week. Keep it up. Have a great rest of your day. That's from Denise. And let
that
me see here.
Weird, like people actually own pictures of Josh's dick. He said Josh's dick picture. That's weird.
Everybody who has a picture of Josh's dick, please send it back to him. He's working on his collection. Yeah, this is
that'll be the episode where I get.
This is from John. I'm gagging a little just thinking about it. John Kaczmarek says, thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Love your funny as shit stories and your continual efforts to make Josh gag. It's a hit, Andy. We're never going to get rid of this bit.
We finally found our calling, you know?
Here's one from Don McKellar. Howdy awesome. From South Carolina. You nice. Spoke of scary movies, and the one that got me many years ago still gets me to this day is in The Wizard of Oz when the woman on the bike changes into the witch. Scared me at 7 years old and still get a cold chill 50 years later. Otherwise, a really good movie. Oh, you think Wizard of Oz is a good movie, huh, Don? Well, hot take there, buddy. Thank you, Don, in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
What? And, no, wait! Mount Pleasant?
Yes.
That's Andy Griffith.
That is
oh, really? That's Mayberry.
That is yes. Mayberry RFD right there.
Nice. That's bullshit. Is he really from there?
That his address is on there and everything.
That's awesome. Well, go into Mount Pilot and tell Sarah I said hey.
And here's my final one for the day, guys. And I am going to actually send this to you right now. And I want you to view the picture. We will post this on the Your Artificial Friends Facebook page, which you should find and follow us. And by the way, the sketch that we talked about last week, the waiters who are nauseated by food with Colbert and Carell, it is posted right there. Have you watched that yet, Andy?
No.
Have you guys watched that?
No.
Well, you should both go on Your Artificial Friends right now and check that out. It's up there and we will post this picture. This comes from, and I'm not kidding, he even says, yes, that's my real name, Rowdy Rats.
Oh, yes. He emailed me before. I remember. I never forget that name. That's an awesome name.
That's
and
a great
he
name.
Says, love the podcast, guys. Keep it up. And the reason I bring it up is because he has he sent us a picture. And I'm stalling for time here while I freaking find it. And I'm going to save image. Sorry, you can cut all this out if you want to, Andy, or just make me sound like a flailing idiot.
This is the best part of the show so far.
This is just audio gold.
But his email is labeled Yaff and Chill? And this is what he sent. And I want you guys to check your phones real quick.
Okay.
And tell me what you see.
That is.
And we will post that on the Facebook page. Amazing. Describe it, Andy.
It looks like he's got a green thumb. This is fantastic. That is a marijuana plant. A little sapling that is in a Your Artificial Friends mug with very fecund soil all around it. That is lovely.
Yes, it is.
Nicely done.
One last one from Carrie and Dale Dowling says, my new Yaff mug, which we appreciate, by the way, Carrie and Dale, and that's available at yaffcrap.com. Hi, everybody. Just got my Yaff mug, and I love it. Question, though. The shipping label is for an address in Charlotte, North Carolina. So are Mark and Linda shipping these mugs for you guys? Too funny. Have a great day. Carrie from Vacaville, California.
That's great. Yeah.
Is that a side business that apparently we have a deal with them, Andy?
You guys, I wasn't going to say this. Mark is kind of falling on hard times.
Tough times.
And I told him he could work in our mailroom. if he wanted.
Is he getting a tiny little percentage of our merch business? So he's made, what, a buck so
yeah,
far?
Yeah. No, I let him keep a mug. And it keeps him off the streets. It's good for him. It's good.
All right.
Good for
the guy. There's your answer, Carrie. Thanks, everybody, for the emails. yourartificialfriends@gmail.com.
Awesome.
We should have thought of that 3 years ago.
Oh, man. It's way more work than I intended to put into this podcast answering these damn things.
By the way, this thing will post. I think I want to say, I could be wrong, but I want to say our first podcast.
Oh, is this the anniversary?
I want to say the first one we did was like on the 14th of October, 2017. It was mid-October for sure. So I think that this episode, when it posts, will essentially be our 3-year anniversary episode. Oh. Congratulations.
Boy, I'm so glad we didn't say that at the top of the episode, because none of the content would have lived up to the hype of that.
What's the gift for a 3-year anniversary?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a bunch of bullshit. Is what it is. It's something in the manure category, Josh.
A fiery bag of dog shit.
Just trying to stamp it out and just, oh no, I'm in it.
You're gonna love what it actually is.
What?
Leather.
Just like what this show gives me.
And we're back to the bedroom again.
Hey, Josh, how can people get a hold of you and send you some dick pics?
JoshuaJFlinger@gmail.com.
Larry.
I'm on Instagram @TheLarryMorgan.
I'm on Instagram.
What?
At Andy, yes, Andy Chandler.
Andy, did your kids show you how to do that?
Or it's on the Twitter @Andy_Chanley, or you can go on Facebook. It's DJ Andy Chanley there. Fun times, fellas.
This was fun.
Yeah. All right. So we're doing it again next week, right? I guess
I'll see you guys next week.
Yes. I'm sorry, I meant that with more enthusiasm.
We begin our 4th year next week.
Oh, God. The 4th season.
Yes.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, to tune into this podcast with your artificial friends.
I think I screwed up one of the words. I think. Or maybe not.
3 years.
Yep.
And you can't get the words
don't
right.
Don't you even start criticizing him. No.
I don't have any room.
Don't hang up on. No. You are not getting away with that, Mr. Chandler.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.